y'all ready? I'm in the club. All of y'all got y'all money. Females got their heels on. Huh? You will, I know y'all ready to turn up. All thing we do around here. Stand up.
Well, what is do? Hey, that's that turn up certified bangle. It's your boy, man. It's your motherfucking boy, Cat Daddy, man. You already know what it is, man. Hey, man, before we get started, man, I want to goddamn take a little moment of silence for what happened out there to the nitty gritty Fridays. I'm about to do that in 1 second. Okay, it is your boy, Cat Daddy. We back, but yeah, I want to take a little moment of silence. If you ain't in the trade there, you ain't heard about what happened out there at the nitty gritty in Winston, North Carolina. And goddamn, just party that went bad. Dang, I got prayers out to all the family. Hey, everybody that still trying to hold on, stay with us. Hey, and RIP to the ones that was lost out there. We'll talk, man. Y'all need to say, hey, we need to stop with this gun shit, man. Hey, y'all go to parties, man. Have a goddamn good time. Y'all want to goddamn do all that fighting and that other shit, man. Take that shit to your neighborhood or take that shit up the street, man. Don't take that shit to the club, man. Get on a bitch, too, man. That's real talk, man. But shit, you got to do what you got to do, man. But hey, like I say, man, when now innocent niggas start getting hit over bullshit, That's where the line drawn at. But it's your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is, man. I got new joints from all over the United States. I got a new joint from my boy Lil Dress. Hey, he from Florida. He from goddamn. He's somewhere here. Well, he well connected. Hey, so got that new joint playing tonight. Then I got an artist coming in from the West Coast named Mo. And he got things going. Hey, he getting more money. You already know, man, with a nigga named Mo. Hey, but yeah, he doing his thing out there in the West Coast. So he coming on, chop it up with your boy Will soon. Then at 10:30, I got a cartoon artist, CBS, calling him the next best cartoon. That's from CBS. Hey, Cartoon Network with him getting a multi-million-dollar deal for the cartoon he got right now. So he coming on, chop it up with your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is. So hey, you might well just stay tuned. You know I got that fire ass music, and you know Cat Daddy is a motherfucking fool. It's your boy. We about to goddamn go to a joint, get this turned up. And you already know, man. Get at your boy, man. 347-945-7629. Get his sets up. Just come holler at your boy. Or shit, just stay tuned. Keep listening. Because you know I'm going to keep that fire. It's your boy. Yeah.
Hey, Shaw, you crazy for this one, bro. Yeah.
I'm liking how you look with them brightest on. I'm just confident that you can compliment above. You ain't gotta change a thing, cause that dress looks painted on. You got your Fendi, LV, and Remy on your own. So if you wanna, we can do it. Anything you like, just say you're with it. Yeah, if you want it, we can get it. Anything you like, make it official if you're rocking with me.
Girl, you blow my whistle. I can't deny the fact I'm trying to see what you be into. You could jump inside my coupe and forget about him and Reynolds. What you saying? Stop playing. Stop acting like you don't know me. I'm on your top, you with your girl. That's ironic. I'm with the homies. Said you're rocking with me and she fucking with y'all. And the other already spoken for. Check my nigga Brody. What's up?
Party just started. Bacardi all in my cup. Parking lot tipping. We really getting the buck. Shorty so exquisite. I'm really trying to get hung. Even though I'm 50, my vision is kind of blood. Mommy, what you drinking? We really buying the bar out. A-list status. We really bringing the stars out. Valet parking, they really bringing the cars out. This star, yeah, my team, we about to fall out.
Then we can get.
what it do. Hey, straight out of Philadelphia. Hey, they keep that fire. Address what it do, my nigga. This that new joint I was telling you about. Certified banger. And you heard it here first with your boy, Cat Daddy. You already know what it is. This your boy.
All up in the club, feeling like $1 million. Swag gone crazy, all these bitches tryna holler. Whole team on, everybody drinking bottles. His clip up with my clip, little nigga, he ain't tryna squat up. Real niggas with me and some trill niggas with me. Got some real bitches with me, so you fake rockin', yeah. I'm in my zone, tryna get up on these hoes. I got about an hour for this motherfucker close. I can't help it, I'm him. I hit the spot, him pipe like bim. I swear to God, I'm feeling like I'm on Wi-Fi. Smoked out, mashed out, call that high fly. DJ spin another hit, thought we turning up. I know the owner smell the shit that we burning up. I think I need another hit, now I'm straight. If you ain't turning up with me, then you
bitch,
your way.
Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Hey, hold up, grind my shit, bro. I'm about fucked up, real talk, no lie. But I'm still so fresh, so fly. I ain't never turning down, I ain't got no need. If you ain't see me with no blunt, I ain't got no weed. But if you see me with a sack, you ain't got no seeds. But when you see me in your city, I be with the G's. Playing around with a fuck nigga, not me. Hell nah, bro, I'm 200 for that shit, huh? Nigga with big dreams and a bigger hustle. I ain't never had anything, so I got muscle. I like big money, fly bitches and fast cars. I drive them all like a motherfucking NASCAR. Shawty twerking it for me, yeah, she turning up. Come here, keep working it for me, shawty, I'm turned up. My ex in this bitch looking mad, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that hoe and everything that she stand for. I told you it's gonna be this dick, bitch.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. For what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
Bitch, I'm turned up. Turn down for what, nigga?
We about to set this bitch up, we about to set this bitch up.
That's little dress, man. Hey, certified banger, new joint. You heard it here first. Hey, what we gonna turn it down for, man? Hey, this your boy Cat Daddy, man, live in the trade four. You don't know what the trade four is? That's Winston Salem, Dark Carolina, man. This your boy, man. I'm live in the trade four tonight, man. You already know what it is. Like I was saying, man. Hey, keep that certified bangles. Hey, we getting ready real soon. My boy out the West Coast, Mo. That's his name, Mo. He getting with walk up in here in a second. Hey, he got a whole lot of stuff going on, so I'm ready to chop it up with him so he can let me know what he got going on. He working hard out there on the West Coast, because that West Coast, hey, that West Coast, hey, it done got kind of serious out there, because Kendrick Lamar done brought it back. So niggas out there in the West Coast, they stepping their game up. So he getting ready to come on here in a second. Let me know what he got going on. And once again, I got a cartoonist. You know I'm going to fuck up his name. I'm about to fuck up his name. Because Man, with nine, man. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. You hit me stuttering. You know I'm gonna mess up a name or two, but if I mess up a name, hey, on me too. Lisa, yeah, I told y'all. Lisa Dean, hey, I'm gonna let him tell you when he get on here, cause yeah, your boy Cat Daddy, man, he mess up names. He coming on cartoonist. CBS called his cartoon the next best thing. Hey, Cartoon Network. Where they got there by his cartoon. It's a hip-hop cartoon. Hey, go ahead. Go to YouTube, too. But after the show, don't you leave this show, a cat that's going to come find you and make you come back. Hey, tell you smack yourself one time. Then you don't tell me, well, hey, just smack yourself. But anyway, hey, after the show, go ahead, go check out his cartoon. They on YouTube called Chill Time. Hey, I guarantee you, you'll like them. Hey, they certified bankers. And Cat Daddy, hey, Cat Daddy ain't gonna stamp his name on nothing that ain't certified. Hey, you already know that. So you gotta come with certified bankers to get at your boy. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Cat Daddy. Hey, we about to turn it up some more. Hey, get at me. Waiting on my boy right now. He'll be walking in shortly. I had the song I wanted to play. I lost it. That song, hey, that was it. Hey, when you got that hooch over here, you, by the way, you want to know what that hooch is. You ask your boy Cat that next time you see him. The hell is on hooch? He lets you know what hooch is. Hey, Jay Wash, what it do?
What it do, what it do? Jay Wash.
I feel like some murder this time, nigga. Niggas been heard of me.
They gon' know now, Jay Wash.
A lot of these bitches have heard about me. Look, I'ma still serve and smoke on my weed.
Let's go.
Look, I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
Jay Wash.
Cause I'ma be the gun to the day that I
come.
When I was DVD, boy, I was hustling hard here since the 18. When I was DVD, boy, I was hustling hard here since the 18. Rich ain't gonna give you money, that's why I'm going in. Man, I put this on my mama, not to go broke again. They know me from my city, I run Jacktown, right off of Livingston. You know I'm northbound, down, like city 2 chains. And all we smoke is loud, you know how we like the pain.
About
I'ma still serve and smoke on my weed.
On my
look, I don't give a fuck what you think about.
about us, I'ma be the dust of the day that I bleed.
That I bleed.
You already know who it is.
Yeah. That motherfucker ain't something worried about me, man.
Around my mama, the wounds is still fresh in them. Might hurt us, I'm popping these meds, bro. I'm pouring these meds up. I try to stay high, cause the load fuck my head up. And I ain't gon' lie, sometimes I cry to my head hurt. God wants something good too, so I gotta accept hurt. I gotta endure pain, get you sick, a part of life. Hard, dark, and pagan, so talking Ronald Reagan cold. Niggas made me that way, streets made me that way. And being without quiet, that shit just made me a happy. Words to paper, if I had one wish and one wish only, I'd bring my sister back and I wouldn't have no home. Street. Ever since you left, nigga, them niggas you thought was right, them niggas went left, nigga, I'm talking left field, one shot, one kill, your death taught me one thing, dog, money don't make you real, now everywhere I go, I gotta scrap up, cause these pussies wanna try to leave my brains in my lap, bro, and I ain't going nowhere, my mom can't miss me too, I can't put her through that after seeing what Yankee went through, you niggas recording, I'm recalling shit, you in another dude, pocket talking about you balling shit. That ain't man, just like playing both sides ain't real. Seen the same cross the shot, get another dude killed. I'm speaking real shit, cause I relate to it. You niggas just bob your head, cut up the bass to it. Yeah, so rest in peace, son, there. Never be another. Sincerely yours, Bob Street, my motherfucking brother. I wish you were here.
You know what it is, this your boy, man. Hey, Bob Streets, what it do, man? That's certified banger right here. Hey, heard it here. Hey, you been hearing that here for a little minute. Hey, shouts out to Bob Streets, too. He got done doing his thing, got done in Arizona. So, hey, got a big up to him. Real talk. This your boy, Cat Daddy. Hey. Got interviews coming in with some chocolate, but you know your boy Cat Daddy got to keep you banging. So what it do? Money bags. Money up or money down? Money
my
up.
Money up, yeah. Shorty head down. Yeah. My money up, bags, shorty head down. My money up, shorty head down. Rocks over. Back to the bread now.
Been getting money since they let me out my cell. Went straight to the block, cop the pine, made them sell. But now I'm off the block, making plays for myself. Getting show money off jokes, so fuck a record deal. They gave me the platform, so I'm putting on a show. Got these rappers panicking like when your bitch bought a broke. Got that pimp for the blow. But sell you niggas flows. Bishop Don wanting this bitch. Watch a pimp, sell your hoe. Getting money over here, just ask my nigga go. Okay. You can talk to me about paper, just don't ask me why no hoe. More than likely, she done had a nigga.
You already know
the I'm a dip, don't you know? 7:30 with the flow. Catch me on tour with the set, dodging groupies and them folks. Okay. And them fuck niggas that's plotting, catching trips for my stones. Black and dick, why you broke? Pussies hating on the real. I pop bottles and guns, you pop shit and pop pills.
My money up, shorty head down. Drops over, back to the bread now. Tag, we popping up bottles, we popping up models, we popping up, boy, it ain't no stopping them. My money up, shorty head down. Drops over, back to the bread now. Tag, we popping up bottles, we popping up models, we popping up, boy, it ain't no stopping them. Tangerine.
green kush. I put it in the arrow line. Buzz cover with orange tail like carrot top. Purple label shit, that's what I rock. Took the shades off, my eyes red, I'm cyclops. Give me a sack, I'm pulling them domes out. One hit, heaven with the slice the long mouth. I'm a ball anyway, fuck a lot, got pockets on the chubby side when I clock out. What you think, you the only one that got a tool? I push a line back like a barber school. I hurry up and buy, you a brown rope. Music on blast, but the pack still louder. Money over everything. Enough said, I only fuck with smart chicks with dumb heads. My money up, you know the rest. Only 5 P's left, I done sold the rest. My money up, shorty head down. Drops over, back to the bread now. Tag, we popping up bottles, we popping up models, we popping up, boy, it ain't no stopping them. My money up, shorty head down. Drops over, back to the bread now. Tag, we popping up bottles, we popping up models, we popping up, boy, it ain't no stopping them. My money up, shorty head down. My money up, shorty head down. My money up, shorty head down. Drops over, back to the bread now.
No round is when that drought soul back to the bread. Hey, did what you do? Split seed, tell them what you do after that drought soul back to the bread. Hey,
yeah, this split seed, and we rocking with coast to coast DJs. Yeah,
what DJ can't speak? You so hard.
Hard. It's on way, what it do?
Yeah, you know ain't no the business of the business. It's that King 3 turn Ray, man. BLF is the family, you feel me? Lego! Gold watch matching the chain, I'm slick ricking it. We want the pimp C fur when Jay was big pimping it. Steering wheel rap, this is my turn. I blow two to the face like a sideburn. And watch Shorty drop it low, no ludicrous. I tip her, then I whisper, you the shit. I'm sipping on that liquor that we call goddamn. Cause once you throw back a shot, you say goddamn. We do it like no other in the world, fam. We party hard like the rock band Pearl Jam. Doing my numbers on the web like the Geek Squad. So your homie got it made like Steve Jobs. All eyes on me like a retard, cause they know I'm about to drop quick like a free fall. Homie put a little rum in my cup, and when I started spitting, I'm hearing, son, what the fuck? I'm too fly for the sky, give me space, dog. Fuck the haters, fam, time doing great, dog. I'm gonna get that guap like the cake boss, brick by brick, like the Great Wall. I'm too fly for the sky, give me space, dog. Fuck the haters, fam, time doing great, dog. I'm gonna get that guap like the cake boss, brick by brick, like the Great Wall. So give me my respect like a samurai. I speak so much truth, they ask, can I lie? I tell them there's no need when you're authentic. I keep it 100 like I got a long sentence. I'm sitting in my bathtub, cigar lit, thinking how the Enterprise like the Starship, trying to see a meal by 35. So when I'm gone, they can say that I ate like 35. I'm gonna kill them, it's my personal holocaust. And over they dead bodies, scream Mazel Tov. They said don't give up on my first dream. Grind hard and watch it come quick like I'm 13. I'm writing to put grands in the bank, so I'm recording more words than Anne Frank. Can't nobody do it like her, so I'm about to shut it down like they shooting in the club. What up? I'm too fly for the sky, give me space, dog. Fuck the haters, fam, ton doing great, dog. I'm gonna get that guap like the cake boss, brick by brick like the Great Wall. I'm too fly for the sky, give me space, dog. Fuck the haters, fam, ton doing great, dog. I'm gonna get that guap like the cake boss, brick by brick like the Great Wall.
That's why this your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is, man. Hey, if you're sitting back here waiting for Mo, and he'll be on here real shortly. I just got off the phone with him. Hey, we moved him here in the studio. Man, now some fire track, so we're going to talk about that on the 11 o'clock hour. You're going to come chop it up with your boy. You already know what it is, man. This your boy, but we got a goddamn cartoons coming up real shortly. Hey, but I'm going to keep it banging, man. Stay tuned to your boy. You know what it is. Tell your cash what it do.
Yeah. They get it. Made circle ENT. And I be that nigga Terry Cash, man. Made circle shit. Let go. Bitch, I'm rolling. I'm popped up on this beam. Bitch, I'm smoking. I'm high as fuck on this green. Bitch, I'm open. I'm all over this scene. Bitch, I'm on. Got a whole cup of that lean. Bitch, I'm rolling. I'm popped up on this beam. Bitch, I'm smoking. I'm high as fuck on this green. Bitch, I'm open. I'm all over this scene. Bitch, I'm on. Got a whole cup of that lean. I pop got me off focus. I'm strapped with that party, so don't you try to my high got my attention, so them bitches I don't notice. I'm high as fuck when it's green. Bitch, I'm all over this.
Hold up. Bitch, I'm tearing cash. And I don't think these rappers got shit on Terror Swag. Run the system down before it be alright. Now crank this bitch back up. Let's get back to the party. These bitches got me gnarly. Market kicking like a ride. They treat my nigga murder. Shout out to Lil Mikey. Lil Mikey, them naked ladies. I swear them bitches bite. Them bitches bite. My nigga slick. They fucked up how they got you. How they got you. Beat the charge. And fuck whoever shot you. Whoever show a little liquor. Pay a little homage. This like I don't really. Niggas will shake something, I'm gooned up like your guys. Go east side of that wrong note. I'ma raise up in them, rise up in them. I got niggas that work for me, so guess what, bitch, I'm bossing. Bitch, I'm black, these hoes no cuffing. Cuffing. Bitches, I be tossing, I be real nigga shit. Gave my ex bitch to my cousin.
Bitch, I'm rolling. I'm popped up on this beam. Bitch, I'm smoking. I'm high as fuck on this green. Bitch, I'm wide open. I'm all over this green. Bitch, I'm on. Got a whole cup of that lean. Bitch, I'm rolling. I'm popped up on this beam. Bitch, I'm smoking. I'm high as fuck on this green. Bitch, I'm wide open. I'm all over this green.
Hey, that's that South Georgia music right now. You already know what it is, man. We keep that fire on here. Hey, if I can't listen to it, you know I ain't gonna make you listen to it. Hey, son, what it do? This that joint he got with Lil Scrappy. What it do, son? And Lil Scrappy on the joint. What it do, Scrap?
that's that shit that I like. Head spinning on the throne, that's my bad bitch. Popping on the pole, she a go for the money. She ain't stopping, and we creeping on the low. She my bad bitch for sure, and she bring the money home. What?
She bad and she know it, and she like to show it. A couple of shots of Gucci, baby, getting loose. She bad, she bad, she bad. She know she bad. She bad and she know it, and she like to show it. A couple of shots of Gucci, baby, getting loose. She bad, she bad, she know she bad. She know she bad.
Custom the face, the price ain't gonna skag lady. Well over 20k, my bank rolls. It's hard for one bank to bank those. Baby over there on that strip pole, she interested even if she ain't chose. It must be the clothes. Spin a rack for the gators in a shoe with the eyes in them. A rack of peace for the Gucci belt, shirt, and jeans with the red and green lines in them. Everything I push, I keep dimes in them. And I'm spinning rack at the rack at the rack. Baby, what you want? Jimmy Choo fitted dress with the heels to match. All you gotta do is dance. My political party, the Euro crash. I'ma show you how to ball to the man. Can't cut my braid with an ass. I ain't bragging, just giving you facts. Get out there, you wanna see where I'm at. What? You got a limited scratch. I tell you what, we gon' kill all that. Let's see if you can match. Rack for rack.
Yeah, it's a rack attack. Blow back out the stack. Check my stack. The more I spend, the more come back.
My turbo Panamera shoes, BBS to see through. They got a panoramic view. I'm smoking Burmese Kush. It got a tropical aroma. I'm somewhere with a dancer. You know, man, it ain't Fiona. She saved for the 500. I can get a tour. So I give her 500 more to get straight to the front of being so mature. Yeah, it's a rag attack. When I take baby shopping, it's a rag attack. Give me one of this, give me two of that. Give me thousand for this, 20,000 for that. Titanium black card. You know the preferred edition. And I ain't just part of the team. I make preferred editions. And I'm in the real estate. No, I'm in the real estate. Cash over roof, up on the I got too many of them to domesticate. Ain't nothing to get a million on my face. Got me in the association. Keep real around me. Call it insulation. Get your kill for a rag. Real talk, no exaggeration. You just made the front page. Mine, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a rack attack. Don't stack out the stack. Check my stack. The more I spend, the more come back.
Certified banger, what it do, Turk? Hey, church bounce back like it wasn't no tomorrow. Man, that's that Wack Attack joint. Hey, you heard of him first, man. Go on here, go check out that show Turk was on, too, man. That show went down, man. Talk Turk came through, did his thing, man. Shouts out to Turk. Hey, you know what it is, man. We gonna keep you turned up. We gonna keep you turned up all the way down to the end of the show. Hey, I got a couple of interviews coming through. That's why Mo got, just got off the phone with Mo. Hey, he was in the studio. Couple technicalities on my end. They was on my end. You know, cat that always mess up, son. Hey, we gonna get that interview white Will Straight at the 11 o'clock hour. We got a cartoonist about to come in here real shortly to chop it up with your boy Cat Daddy. You already know what it is. Hey, Twitter Will, what it do? Savage Life NT, what it do? Hey, look, Red on the joint.
Yeah. All right. No Red. Don't worry about what I do. Don't worry about what I do.
Watch me, I'm something special. History, my song better. Alphabet, just third letter. Me, I rap the deuce line. Listen to it, cause I spit better. Don't think that you spit better. Cause when I don't write, I got more lines. Don't worry about my life like. I'm hanging on by a lifeline. You live a couple, we must find. The hood love me, so the streets mine. COD on my mind. In the street, they love me cause I'm on my grind. Straight cause you late.
Why you worry about me and what a nigga do?
Don't worry about what I do.
I
What it do, world? This Myth 10, Block Hog ENT, two turned up promotions from Richmond, VA down to your state. You rocking with my brother from another mother, Cat Daddy, on the Underground Talk. Turn up.
I had to reach back into that. I had a little tequila, so I just took some shit. I'm like, all right. Yeah. I'm rolling up.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, this is Lisa.
Yeah, what's going on, Lisa?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
For sure. Welcome to the Carolinas.
Thank you.
Hey, before we get started, go on ahead and put your contact information out there.
Mhm. Okay. Basically, you can find me at chilltowntv.com. And all the cartoons are up there, all the animation is up there. Or if you're on YouTube, you could go to youtube.com/chilltowntv. And those are the best ways to find me. Plus, on Twitter, it's Chilltown TV as well. And on Facebook, it's Chilltown TV as well. Everything is Chilltown TV. So if you just remember Chilltown TV, you'll find me.
Okay, anything Chilltown, you can find them. You Google Chilltown, you can find them. Anything Chilltown, you will find them.
No, it's got to be Chilltown TV because, unfortunately, unfortunately, there are some DJs in Hawaii who are called Chilltown. And so if you just put in Chilltown, you're going to get some Hawaiian DJs, and you're not going to get me.
Okay.
So you got to put in Chilltown TV.
You got to put in Chilltown TV. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got to put in Chilltown. Make sure you put in Chilltown TV.
Now, if you want somebody to do some weddings or bar mitzvahs, you could just put in Chilltown and you'll get some Hawaiian DJs.
You don't want that. You do not want that. Put the TV at the end. Make sure you put the TV at the end. You're going to get something you don't want. What made you come up with this idea? It's a hip-hop cartoon, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I guess what made me come up with it was I'm a hip-hop head, and I never really saw anything that really reflected the way me and my friends were, which is, you know, more specifically, like, you know, parts of, like, indie hip-hop or underground hip-hop culture, and never really saw characters like that reflected that much on TV. And so it was just something I felt really, really not only inspired but compelled to do. I just wanted to tell those kinds of stories and then just, you know, put like some kind of twist on them so they're a little bit surrealistic, like the way, you know, cartoons can be, and a little crazy, like, you know, just start out in one way that so it's like just the way it would be, like some friends just hanging out, and then all of a sudden something goes drastically left.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of have that kind of stories going on, you know?
I know exactly what you're saying. Now let the listeners know about the cartoon a little bit more. That who ain't because I checked them out. I love them, but the listeners that haven't seen it, so they'll go out there and check it out after the show.
Yeah,
let them know something about it.
Okay, well, basically, it focuses on the lives and kind of misadventures of three hip hop heads, G, Marvin, Platt, and their best friends. And you know, just kind of stories they get into. Most of them are a little crazy and a little surreal. There's also G's cousin, Kadus, who's kind of like a wannabe mogul in the music biz. He's just really, really trying to break into the music biz, because I definitely know a lot of people who are like that. You know, he's kind of like the kid who always is standing outside at the after party and trying to talk to the bouncer and trying to get in, and he's never getting in. And then Kadus is girlfriend Lele, and so that's basically what it's about. A lot of the episodes I created them so they could kind of skewer parts of pop culture, certain parts of hip hop culture. So, you know, just kind of like make fun of it in certain types of ways that are, you know, you know, things that were kind of like crazy. You know, like I have an upcoming episode. I have, and I'm not saying this, you know, in any kind of disrespectful way, but I do have Clay Aiken in an episode.
Okay.
and things go a little left with Clay. So, you know, stuff like that.
For sure, for sure. Now, how you touch on, because the character you just said tried to get in the, be trying to get in the club, talk to, he be trying to talk to bouncers and be, if a show going on, he's trying to get something to the, he's trying to get a CD out. how did how you touch on the wheel part of because that really do happen. How did you tap into the wheel source? Is it based off somebody or you just?
So I used to be in the music business when I was a teenager, and I kind of banged around the music business. So I met a lot of people. I went to a lot of parties, a lot of after parties. I met, a lot of personalities who were in the music business, either people who were famous or people who were just trying to break in. And so it's really, completely straight from my life. So I kind of lived that. So that's why it's so realistic, because I actually experienced it.
Yeah, I know how that could be. I be seeing them all the time. Don't let no show come to town. Hey, they got about 20 CDs pressed up.
You know my cousin, he's on the list, like that kind of thing.
they ain't got a dime a second to get in the club.
That's right.
They on somebody's VIP list.
That's right, that's right.
That's how it be. Hey, we're going to take a little music break, and we're going to get right back to you.
Okay.
All right. Nelly Roybus, what it do? Oh, so far.
Yo, Merc, what it do? We just stay here free, and do what we like to do. Yeah.
I don't know what these haters about, but I don't think they ready yet. All the shit that come out they mouth, and it sounds so petty. Riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The chicks riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The kids dialing and I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
Keep it moving to the coast all by.
Nah, I don't pay him no mind. I don't give him no seconds. I don't give him no time. They see me back up on my grind, back to the limelight. They hating on my shine, contemplating, praying on my downfall. But I just keep scoring. Call me Roundball.
Yeah.
Ride around the town, y'all, in a new coupe. Got a mad Rolls Royce drop head, chicks enter, no voice, drop their head. Half a mil on the wheels, yeah, enough is that. Hammer on the lap cock, especially when the light turn red. I don't never sleep on me, you will never creep. Cocksucker, you die slow, my nine blow. Put you to sleep, dirt nap, this shit is deep. This ain't rap, boy, it's really street.
I don't know what these haters about, but I don't think they ready yet. I hear all the shit that come out they mouth, and it sounds so petty. Riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The chicks riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The kids dialing and I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
Keep it moving to the coast all by.
Oh so fly, so they hating. I flow so dope, so that's why I made it. I'm oh so fly, so they hating. I flow so dope, so that's why I made it. It must be the crib, Hummer in the driveway. I took it how I live. Plus, the chicks are attracted. I'm being modest, I'm a chick magnet. Switch cash to the credit cards, bag rubber band stacks in case times get hard. Flow Teflon, you can call me bodyguard. Whole team cock and shoot, nigga fuck a bodyguard. Diamonds clear like Fiji water. Invisible set, like we disappeared the border. Don't be upset, I came from pushing keys and quarters. Now I'm on the radio, requested by your oldest daughter. And I'm so damn excited. It's hard to tell y'all eating, but I got the itis. I'm full, and thanks to y'all, I'm so delighted. Says equal motivation came from hate that you provided.
I don't know what these haters about, but I don't think they ready yet. All the shit that come out they mouth, and it sounds so petty. Yeah. Riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The chicks riding cause I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
The kids dialing and I'm all so fly,
oh, so fly.
Keep it moving to the coast.
Oh, so fly. Hating ain't no good. I'm oh, so, don't, so. That's they don't do nothing for you. I'm oh, so. Stop the hate. Learn to motivate. I'm oh, so, don't, so. Let's get this paper, right? I'm oh, so. Fly, so they hate. Yeah. I'm oh, so, don't, so. That's why Millie. I'm oh, so. Merc. Oh, so. Fly, so they hate. I'm oh, so, don't, so. That's why it's a new I year, y'all. Catch up. We gone. We taking off. Yeah.
words on the track. Certified banger. It's your boy Cat Daddy back on the phone with Lisa Dean. What it do?
Hey, what's up?
Now, what's your plans for the cartoon? What you got in mind for the cartoon? Where you trying to take it?
Well, I'm hoping that down the line I can sell it to TV, but if I can't do that, I'm hoping to do some crowdsourcing for season two. We're actually going to be doing something that we're just thinking about it right now, and it's going to be it's kind of like a surprise. it's going to be jumping off in the fall, and there's going to be like a lot of people involved with this. I can't really talk much about it, but as soon as I have more information, I'm definitely going to tell you, and maybe I can come on the show and talk about it. But that's basically what's happening. I have there right now. We're just up to episode 4. There are 9 episodes in season 1, and so roughly once a month, once every 6 weeks or so, we drop an episode. And I have a second show that I started doing called Lele's Ratchet Advice Show. That's a spinoff from Chilltown, and it's one of the character Lele. She in Chilltown. She plays Cadus's girl, and she is somebody she's like very smart, but she's also very, very judgmental and very bossy. And so I figured, what better person than that to give sex advice and dating advice? She's like the last person on earth you ever want to get advice from, because she's so judgmental. So every 2 weeks we have a Lele show. And we've had people write in letters that are really, really bugged and crazy. And she just kind of breaks down all kinds of dating stuff, like online dating crazy situations and things like that.
Okay, for sure. Now, is it a certain time y'all put the show out, or is this every 2 weeks?
The Lele show is always on a Tuesday, so it always drops on a Tuesday. And what I've been doing, only because for no other reason than it's like a little bit exciting to me, is I usually let it drop exactly at the stroke of midnight. Okay. And I don't really start promoting it until the next day. But, it's kind of fun to see people, like here or there on Twitter. I'll say, hey, by the way, the Lele show is out, and people can start watching it. But it's just like a fun thing for me to do to kind of like at the stroke of midnight drop a show. So.
Okay. Now, my next question, the characters on both of the shows, is the characters going to top out and you're going to bring new characters in? What's going on? How is it going to work? Because I know with a lot of cartoons, you see, it be characters there forever. Is them characters set there forever? Are they going to top out? Or you got a plan with the characters?
Well, all of those characters, all the main characters, meaning G, Plaid, Marv, Cadus, and Lele, they're going to stay there. If I end up getting financing to do a season 2, I'm going to bring another female character in named Wainoni, who's going to be Lele's best friend. And so I could just have, like, that kind of dynamic going on. Also, like girl talk and things like that. Because, people have been asking me about that. How come you don't represent the women more, especially since I'm female, And so, I initially didn't want to do that only because the cartoons aren't very long. They're usually 6 to 8 minutes long, and I wanted to be able to tell the stories, in a good kind of way, and I felt if I had too many characters, it would be just, all over the place. But I'm figuring out a way to do it, and I'm definitely going to introduce one more main character. I'm also going to be bringing back, only because they're so popular, a couple of characters who were not the main characters, but people just really love them. And that's the character Carly, and he's the guy who's like the has-been from the 80s, who, he had like one record out. His record was Booty Scramble. That was like his one record. That was his one claim to fame. And he's going to be coming back, and Lightning Rob is going to be coming back. Well, actually, both of them come back in episode 7, which is, coming up in a few months. Both of them come back there. But I'm going to, in season 2, both of them are going to come back only because people seem to like them a lot. And another thing that's going to jump off, and I'm not 100% sure when it's going to be, but it's definitely going to happen, is, in the first episode, it was about kind of Carly and, that he had released this track like years ago called Booty Scramble. And I actually had put together the track myself. I just, you know, got like some kind of loop. I put it together and I did it myself. I was like booty scramble, and I, you know, I altered my voice and stuff so it sounded like a guy. But I'm gonna do it for real. You know, we're gonna probably DJ Wally, who did the original music. He's a guy who he's worked with Alicia Keys. He's worked with Black Star. He did the theme for Basketball Wives, and he also did the theme for VH1 Hip Hop Honors. And you know, he's gonna be doing the track. And the guy who's the MC is a guy named Rotten Peppers, and he's just, you know, the more I kind of hear him, the more I'm kind of blown away by him, because his freestyle skills are like so ridiculous. It's like ridiculous. So I'm gonna you know, work him in there as well, you know, to do some stuff. And so that's gonna be jumping off. And I wanted to, if you have a moment, I wanted to also talk about some of the character, the actors who played the characters. Because I was really, really lucky to get a bunch of people who are comedians who a lot of people might know. In fact, there's Will Savince, and if anybody out there has ever gone to see Wayans Brothers, and you know, not in concert, but go to see their show, their comedy show, he's the guy who opens up for them. And he also opens up for Cat Williams, and he was on Chappelle's show, and he worked with the late great Patrice O'Neill. Another guy who did it is Dante Nero. You know, just really privileged to work with him, and he actually had the Black Phillip show with the late Patrice O'Neill, which, you know, was featured on Opie and Anthony and stuff, and it's just really funny. And Dante, you know, he's done like tons of stuff. I mean, he's done Chappelle's show, he's done Colin Quinn, he's done a lot of things like that, and he's got his own podcast now also called The Beige Phillip Show, and it's pretty successful. And Victor Cruz, he plays G, and he's just a really, really good actor, and he's also a great comedian. And right now he's in this show that's getting just like a lot of heat, which is on Netflix, House of Cards. He's starring in that. He's one of the stars of that, and he's just great. In fact, in the current episode, episode 4, which is the one that just dropped right now, and it's the episode about how Kato's the guy who, you know, is trying to break into the music business. He finally gets a break, and he becomes an intern at this really crazy record label, and he's, you know, doing like a video shoot. The guy who runs the label is a total psycho, and there's a subplot about somebody who's kind of based on Karen Stevens, and but she's like become like, she's like a has-been chickenhead, like she's just like, things have just not gone well for her. And so there's like a whole subplot about that. And Victor plays that character who's named Latrice. And he's so funny as it, because, you know, he's playing a female. It's very, very funny. And just a couple other actors are Richie Bulldog, who's just, you know, he's another stand-up. He's done like a lot of major clubs like Caroline's and Stand Up New York. He's just really funny. He plays Plaid, the kid with the blonde dreads. And then finally the guy who plays Lightning Rob, the little pimp, and Carly, that's Bill T. And he's like an older guy who was part of a comedy group called the Most Brothers that are kind of legendary. They like opened up in Vegas. They were on, you know, they were on like Def Comedy Jam. They were on like, you know, Apollo Comedy, like all of those major comedy shows from like the late 80s and through the 90s and stuff. They opened up for Ray Romano. And then, you know, ultimately they split up, and he just does, you know, he headlines under his own name, Gil T. And I was just really, really lucky to get all of those guys. They just, you know, believed in the project, and they're so funny. They really, you know, it's a great thing. Yeah, I mean, as a writer, when you write stuff, you hear it in your head, and then you get people who just do it exactly the way you hear it. It's just a great thing to experience when you're, you know, like writing something like that.
For sure. Now, how you get hooked up with all them?
Well, I had done a pilot a long time ago, about 6 or 7 years ago. I had written a pilot. And Richie Bulldog, he had been the guy who I wrote the pilot and produced it, and a friend of mine directed it. And my friend who directed it, Phil Maylard, he had a friend who was a big casting agent, and we were casting for it, and she just helped us out. And she said, "I know a perfect person for you." And so we cast Richie Bulldog in that pilot, and he was just incredible. I thought he was just hilarious. He did a great job. He was fun to work with. And I always had him in the back of my mind because I had such a good experience with him, and I thought he was just a really funny guy. And he and his family had actually moved to Florida, and I tracked him down. I actually tracked him down, and I was like, yo, you have to do my cartoon. And he was like, anything you want me to do, I had such a great time working with you. And so he was down to do it. And Gil T, who played the pimp head and everything,
yeah.
He was in that pilot also, so I got him. And Dante, he was in the pilot also, so I got like a lot of people I had worked with before. And Will Savince, I saw him, like this was back when MySpace was like really big, like, you know, this is like going back 5 years. And so I actually was just looking around MySpace, and I saw Will Savince. I was like, oh, my God. I just, like, fell in love with his voice. And I contacted him, and I said, look, I'm doing this thing. And I said, I'm in love with your voice. He said, I'm in love with your art. And so, you know, we made it happen. And the way I got Victor was Gil T had worked with him, and they had a radio show that they had been doing. And so he recommended him, and it just worked out. I mean, these were guys who didn't even really have to audition for me because they came in and they just nailed it, like, right from the get-go. I was very, very lucky to get them.
You very lucky. They ain't got to, they come in and they nailed it. Hey, you ain't got to, hey, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was funny because, like, I had them come. They all came to my apartment, and I had, you know, like a mic set up and everything. And what we did was I just read with them. And because I knew exactly what I wanted, I was able to, like, here or there give a little bit of direction. And, you know, for the most part, there was, like, hardly anything that needed to be corrected from anybody. And I just went through the entire 9 episodes with everybody. And they just, you know, most of the people who did it, you know, they actually nailed all 9 episodes, like, in a couple of hours, like in 2 or 3 hours. It, you know, it didn't take very much time for them. And so, it was a great experience for all of us. And then it was very hard for me to edit it afterwards because I had 140 minutes of voiceover work. And I had to, you know, and I had created altogether over 200 characters, you know, because it took a lot of stuff. And so I had to, you know, be, like, incredibly organized, more organized than I normally am, like, doing that kind of stuff. And then I had to take it and make them sound like they were all in the same room. And they had all, you know, they were all talking to each other because, you know, so I had to go in and really, really edit. And especially most of them did multiple takes on stuff. So, I mean, anybody out there who's, you know, in the music business and who's, you know, puts together tracks, and, you know, if you're doing vocals and people do, like, you know, a lot of takes on stuff, it's even harder when you're doing voiceovers because you have to go in and punch stuff in and, like, really, really super edit stuff and then take it and make it sound like everybody's, you know, in the same room. And Richie Bulldog, he was in Florida. And so it was like, oh, my God. And he got this guy who's a friend of his who's a producer and a songwriter in his own right named Boogie Waters. And Boogie Waters did him a favor and, you know, he recorded Richie, and I was directing it over the phone. It was crazy. I mean, I was like, we were on the phone. I was hearing what Richie was doing, and he was recording it, and that's kind of how it worked out. And a funny story is, like, while we were doing it, I had a neighbor in my apartment, and they had a kid who started, like playing the piano, but they were, like, 2 years old. They're like, bam, 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 you know, like, hearing that. And I was like, oh, my God, because it started bleeding through onto the track because it was loud. And in the middle of it, Richie Bulldog actually heard it, and he was like, cat on the piano, cat on the piano, cat on the piano.
Hey, yeah, that's
funny.
Yeah, that's real funny. Hey, he's talented, too, because he on.
Oh, really?
He acted real that. That was something that could have really messed you up, but he acted real that. That helped you out.
With the Scott Storch thing, oh, he was hilarious with that. That was like, I cannot tell you, like, we were, like, literally crying when he did that because I had enough confidence in him, you know, as somebody who was funny, just to be able to take it and just, I said, look, this is a thing for you. You could just make up the craziest, most whack thing you can imagine. And he just, right on the spot, he came up with it. And I was literally, like, tears were coming out of my eyes because it was so funny. And so, I mean, he was just really great.
For sure, for sure. Now, how much, because, you on, although you in the cartoons, you still underground. How much, how hard have it been for you to get support?
Very tough. I mean, I've been getting a tremendous amount of love from the hip hop community and from, like, specifically like the underground hip hop community. It's been wonderful where people are really starting to come behind it. But I didn't realize, because I had never done anything like this before, I didn't realize how tough it is to actually go out and promote something. Because I was just, you know, I had spent 5 years putting this together, and all I was doing the art part of it. And so it's basically a full-time job. And I have somebody who's a friend of mine who helps out, nearly every day. She goes and, just trying to spread the word. And she just hooked me up with somebody else. And so we're starting to put together a little team, which is really nice, of just people who, believe in it. And in their spare time, they're helping out to try and spread the word. But it's very, very difficult. I mean, it's just like anybody who's an underground artist who's just trying to get their MP3s played and get them heard by people. It's a hard thing because there's so much stuff that's out there right now in terms of web series, and there's so much stuff that's out there by people who have not only, like, a history of many years doing it, so they're very established, but people who have a lot of backing from companies that are spending a lot of money on, on publicity and stuff like that. So I'm doing this straight up guerrilla style, and in fact, what I just started doing on Friday was I started a blog, and the blog is basically just going to talk about, like, the ups and downs of trying to promote the web series, and I think people will find it interesting because, I'm just going to basically tell it like it is, the ups and downs, because every day it's like, I feel like I'm become like bipolar, because every day I have so much great stuff happen, and then I have like bad stuff happen. And I guess that's like, you get like so many people are like into it, and get like, I had like the legendary DJ Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box, who's an icon to me. He had like one of the first shows, like, back in the day on hip-hop, and been around for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And I tweeted to him, and I was like, hey, please check out my cartoon. And he wrote me back. He said, this is dope. I'd love to do a collab. And I was like, oh, my God. So that was like, it made my month. And, people like that, it's been great. But the thing that's tough is, I spend an average of 5 to 7 hours a day trying to get people interested and get people to watch it. And so it's a very hard thing to do, because I'm also in production trying to bang out a new Lele Ratchet Advice show every 2 weeks, which is a hard thing to do, So it's okay. I'm basic. Since I've been doing this, the only time I've taken off was when I had the flu.
Hey, so you work 24/7.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because tonight, that's exactly what I was doing. I've been up today since, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I just done a million things. I thought I was going to be able to go to the gym. I couldn't do it. I didn't have the time to go. And then finally, when I was having dinner, I took a break, and I was able to watch the Beyonce thing that was on HBO.
Yeah.
And of course, I couldn't relate because she's, like a major superstar, but I totally related to what she was saying. I mean, how much she was working and how people don't understand that. It's a lot of work. It's really a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a job.
Didn't
mean to cut you off, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to put the cartoon series on my website.
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
I wish I would have got you on here a little bit more time, but I had another interview about to come on.
Okay.
So we're going to have to get you back on here soon.
I'd love to come back on, and I thank you so much. I really, really appreciate the opportunity. I really do.
All For sure, for sure. Now, before we let you go, can you put that contact information out one more time for the people?
Sure. It's chilltowntv.com, and remember to put the TV in, because otherwise you get the Hawaiian DJ. So it's chilltowntv.com is the website, and if you go to YouTube, you go to youtube.com/chilltowntv. Facebook, we're on facebook.com/chilltowntv, and Twitter, we're chilltowntv. If you join the fan page on Facebook, we're planning like a lot of exciting stuff. I have T-shirts and stuff like that. We're probably going to have some contests and things like that that are related to the episodes coming up. So, you know, you're only going to be able to find out about it on the fan page. And you get to see stuff first. You know, like I have a link up there right now for this so that people can see it. And I've put it up there a couple of times already today. So, so people definitely can see it. So just remember, it's Chilltown TV.
Chilltown TV. Hey, don't go to that line, DJ. He's going to jip you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to get you back on here real soon. I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you having me on. I really do.
For sure.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hey, y'all go check that cartoon out. Hey, I guarantee you, you won't disappoint. Hey, you're going to be able to see it, too, on my website, undergroundnextlevel.com. Hey, it will be on my website, so you already know what it is. Hey, this your boy. And hey, we got Mo getting ready to come in here. Hey, you know what it is.
Peso makes a muzzle. Flash.
Keep that shit so 100, 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 keep that shit so 100. See me in the mall, I ball, nigga. Do a half a hundred, call it all, nigga. Somebody should have told them, son.
I keep this shit 100.
Why you out here flexing, son? My niggas out scratching the money. I get that shit from the streets. Only way you live, when you start, when you eat. I'm a cold nigga, wanna feel this heat. So I'm keeping track, pitch body this beat. Fall back, bitch, watch a young nigga do it. Walk out the way, see the young nigga move it.
Do it on a hundred, do it about a hundred. Fuck with it, talking ain't talking about money.
Keep with a hundred, man, I came out of struggle. They don't expect that, they ain't gonna spit the hustle. Clip on shovel, set with the muzzle. Get all that, and it came in with doubles. Got rid of niggas and they all on call. One phone calls and they all on y'all. I rap some of niggas all gon' fall. Black on the wall, strap from a dog.
Contact information out there for the people too, man, while you're at it.
Oh, yes, good. You can follow me on Twitter, _3. My Instagram, MO3 _. Facebook, you can go to search and type in KMIMO. I'm all over the place. Y'all hit me up.
Y'all hit him up. He got a whole lot going on, man. Out there on the West Coast, man. West Coast. How the West Coast treating you, man?
Oh, man, it's a lot of love out here. Shout out to the Bay Area. You know, that's where I'm from. From the Bay to L.A. I will be going overseas soon. Do a couple of shows, tours, you know, to Australia coming up this month real soon. So, you know, man, we just grinding out here, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, where can the listeners find your music at?
You can go to, I'm everywhere, man. Just go to Google, type in KMIMO, EasyMoneyProductions.com, you know what I'm saying? We all over.
Okay, we all over. So y'all just Google that, and you're going to find Mo. That's real.
Exactly.
Now, what's your plans with this music shit, man?
Man, I'm here to, man, change the game, take it to another level, man. Just keep doing me, stay focused, and keep grinding, man. You know, me and my team, KMI, Skyfly, Easy Money Productions, we got a lot coming this year.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, how, with Kendrick Lamar blowing up like that, how have that helped the West Coast? Because Kendrick Lamar got the East Coast going crazy. How have that helped you?
I mean, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. You know, he doing his thing. You know, he just like any other West Coast artist, he trying to help the West Coast get back on the map, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't dead, but we out here, though. We making noise.
Yeah, y'all making noise, but hey, y'all, it had fell off for a little minute, though.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we coming back full in effect, man.
For sure, for sure, yeah.
KMI, Skyfly, Easy Money Production, we going to bring this West Coast back for sure, man.
Oh, yeah, y'all live, because I heard y'all, hey, you sent me that new joint, man. I ain't even want to stop playing that joint.
Oh, yeah, the new joint, Hustler, you know, produced by Natural Selection, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we gonna spin that a little later on, you know what I'm saying? So everybody gonna be able to hear it.
Yeah, we gonna spin that real soon. Y'all gonna be able to hear it. Now, who besides your team, who have you worked with? You don't work with any more artists?
You know, man, just me and my team as of right now. But I do, like, later on in the future, you know, wanting to work with people and. You know, so we're going to take it from there. Right now, I'm just staying in my lane, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. For sure, yeah, you can't get out your lane. When you get out your lane, that when your things fall apart.
Oh, yeah, already, yeah, of course.
You already know. So producer, everything in-house from producing and all that, everything in-house?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, everything in-house. You know, I'm producing a couple of tracks on my new project coming out, Natural Selection. You know, you're going to be hearing a lot of joints that's produced by them. You know, my man Jap on the beat, shout out to Jap. And, yeah, man, that's all I got up on there so far, just my in-house producers, and we just grinding, man, making things work.
For sure, for sure. Now, your music, man, who your music cater to? Your music cater to the streets or everybody?
Man, I'm trying to hit everybody, man. Everybody who can relate to my grind, my struggles, that's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, self-explanatory right there. Everybody been through the grind and the struggle, the streets, the females, whoever. You can relate to it and you're going to feel it, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. You're going to feel it. And you can relate to it, you're going to feel it.
So,
are you a working man, you working hard. Free time, music, that's all you do, that's all you know. What's the day of life for Mo? What they can expect from Mo?
They can expect to see a lot more music from me this year. And next year and the year before that, man, we just grinding, just keep grinding, and you know, we making big power moves, you know what I'm saying, from the West Coast, the East Coast, down to UK, all over the place, man. be prepared to see me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be all over the map.
Okay, all over the map. Now, your plan, is you planning to stay independent or you looking for that deal?
I mean, it depends. You know, the right offer come, you know what I'm saying? We could talk business. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, you know, I'm working with my company right now, Easy Money Productions. You know, we're doing a lot right now, man. We got a lot coming up for, man, the whole year. You know what I'm saying? So the whole year just a grind with me, Easy Money Productions, Cam High, Skyfly, the whole team, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of stuff coming, man.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And you is willing to work with other artists, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Other artists, man, you want to work, hit me up, man. It's all good. My management of Easy Money Productions, man, hit us up.
Hit him up, because, you know, he on the move. We'll talk. Hey, because after y'all hear this hustling track, hey, y'all going to want to hit him up big time.
Yes,
question I ask everybody come on here, what you think on the best scene right now, underground or the mainstream?
You said the best single or underground mainstream right now?
Hey, what's the best scene right now, the underground or the mainstream? Which one you'll prefer? If you had to choose between the underground and the mainstream, which one you'll go with?
Man, me, I'm worldwide with it, man. I'm going worldwide, man. Underground scene is cool, but for me, personally, I say worldwide for me.
Okay, for sure, yeah.
Because I'm not just trying to touch just one, you know what I'm saying, just one genre, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to touch everybody.
Okay. Hey, that's big time. He trying to touch everybody. Now, how you going to...
Everybody.
Okay, so... It's a million-dollar question. How you going to touch everybody? What's your plans for touching everybody then?
Man, just being more out there on the scene, you know, keep making good music. You know what I'm saying? Giving something people could, you know, enjoy, vibe to, and something for the most part, something that everybody could relate to. Because there's a lot of music nowadays that is just, you know what I'm saying, man?
Yes.
It's just out there, basically. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, a whole lot of people just make a song just to be making a song, following the trend.
Exactly.
You got to set a trend instead of following the trend. I get a whole lot of music with everybody just following the trend. You know, I don't want to tell you how many tracks I done got. Somebody trying to be like Kendrick Lamar, trying to be like Chief Keef. I'm so tired of it. Hey,
yeah, that's when it all comes back to, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay in your lane and find yourself, you know what I'm saying? Be different. You gotta stick out from others.
Yeah, that's when, yeah, stay in your lane, find yourself. Because if you can't sell yourself, how you gonna sell yourself to the industry?
Exactly.
That's real talk. Now, we about to get to this hustling track. What brought on this hustling track?
You know, just waking up every morning for me is just like a grind and a hustle. So it's like, man, you got to get up and you got to do what you got to do to get to the next where you're trying to get to. So, you know what I'm saying? That motivated me the most to make this track. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay. This hustling track, we about to throw to it right now. We're going to get right back to you. Hey.
For sure.
You heard it here first with your boy Cat Daddy and Mo hustling. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Natural Selection. You know what I'm saying? You can download that on my SoundCloud. Everything from my Facebook. It's all over the Facebook, the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just type in KMIMO on Google and everything gonna come up, man.
KMIMO, hey, anything. Just put it in the computer, you gonna find it.
Yes, sir.
Just find, hey, just type in Mo, you gonna find it. And I guarantee you, you gonna find
yes,
the prize. Cat that ain't go,
yes,
cat that ain't go cosign if it ain't fire. That's fire.
You heard me.
Yeah. And it's going to stay in the rotation too, man. So anytime you want to come just listen to your boy the Cat that see what I got planned, just know your music might be in rotation, man.
Man, I appreciate all the love and support, man. It's all love.
For sure. Now, besides on... the internet radio and the underground radio, how hard have it been trying to get radio play?
I mean, man, it's nowadays, man, it's so hard to get radio play, man. So it's like, it's all about who you know what I'm saying? So, like, man, it's like, man, you really got to know somebody in this game to really get them spins and to really get that notice that you're looking for, you know what I mean? So, and that's when it come back in. I mean, you got to go out there and do your groundwork. You got to grind, man. You don't grind, you don't eat.
Yeah, you don't grind, you don't eat. And you can't say you're starving because you ain't grinding. If you're grinding, you're going to eat something.
Exactly.
Hey, that's how it go down. So who inspires you to put on with this music thing?
Man, honestly, man, my team that I'm working with inspire me, man. They motivate me to just, you know what I'm saying, just wake up every morning and just go hard, man, because if you slow poking, you get left behind, man. I'm not getting left behind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout out to, you know, my team, you know what I'm saying? They motivate me and they keep me on the right track and, you know, so keep my head going right, man, every day. So...
okay, for sure.
Yeah, my team, man.
For sure. And it's just you on the team doing the music thing, or you got some other artists on the team?
No. I got, you know, I mess with a lot of artists, you know. My cousin Critter, you know, Cash Taylor, KMI Dave, Young Lou, you know, J News, the whole team, man, Skyfly Entertainment, well, Easy Money Production, of course, for sure. You know, pretty soon I will be starting my own little label, you know, coming soon. You know what I'm saying? I can't get a name out right now, so.
Okay.
So you're gonna be seeing this a lot this year, man. We everywhere.
They everywhere, for sure. We're going to have to get you on here with your whole team, let your team do a takeover show or something like that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to get the whole team on here. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to get the whole team on here so y'all can take the bitch over.
Yeah, yes, sir, man. Anytime, man.
For sure, for sure. Now you say, how you got connected overseas? You say you getting ready to do shows overseas. How you got connected overseas?
The company that I'm actually signed with, Easy Money Productions, they put that all together for me. You know, shout out to them. They've been, you know what I'm saying, messing with me since my career really started, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to them. Like I said, man, they helped me out a lot, and shit, that's how it happened.
Okay, for sure, for sure. That's what's up. Hey, appreciate y'all. Appreciate you coming on with me tonight, kind of running out of time tonight, man, but I appreciate you coming on here with me tonight, man.
Man, it's all love. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate everything.
For sure, for sure. Now, before we let you go, put that contact information out there one more time for the people.
For sure. My Twitter is @_MO3. My Instagram is MO3 underscore. Go to Facebook. Search and type in KMIMO, you're gonna find me. Y'all add me, holler at me, man. I'll talk back. I ain't no stranger. But it's all good.
For sure, for sure. I'll be adding you on as soon as my show ends in 7 minutes. I'm gonna be adding.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yes, sir. Any mixtapes or anything on the horizon?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on my new mixtape right now. I really don't got a name for it. We got names in the work. Right now, but you follow me, you on my Facebook, my Instagram, that's how you're going to, you know what I'm saying, be updated with everything I do.
Okay.
And also, we're going to be having more updates on easymoneyproduction.com, too, so, you know, we just going to keep it going, man. That's where you can find me at. Holler at me.
Okay, y'all, make sure y'all get at that, man. I'll be getting at you real shortly, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. Come back anytime, man.
Yes, sir. One love, bro.
One love. Alright. Hey. Shouts out to Mo, man. Y'all get at him, man. Hey, he doing things, man. He doing big things, man. Now y'all get at that man while he on the way up, man. Don't get at that man while he down. Hey, get at that man while he on the way up. You already know what it is, man. This your boy Cat Daddy, man. Hey, Lil St. Louis, what it do?
In the rental car, passing Union Boulevard. Cause I just took page to King Highway. Bust a left, got caught at the light and natural bridge. I'm trying not to look my way cause they know I get in the rental car, passing Union Boulevard. Cause I just took page to King Highway. Bust a left, got caught at the light and natural bridge. I'm trying not to look my way cause they know I get out of bed. But I ain't on shit, I'm dropping packs off, cause I got 48 to get these packs off. Stop by the crack house, get coca bubbling. It's so hot up in this bitch, I'm smothering. The money count right or do I got the count count? Cause I can't take a loss, fuck trying to bounce back. I told my nigga Future, look, I need like 8 of them.
Damn, what you trying to do?
Ball like baby now.
Like a movie itself, I can never show you the footage. And I hustle for real. Nigga, fuck what you heard. From your city to Wilson, all the way down to the curb. See, I started with L. Come get a pillow for me. I turned a dip to a brick. I turned a bitch to a freak. Got a call from the homie. I told my nigga it's on. But get at me in traffic mode. Don't say shit on the phone. Cause I'm grinding, I don't take off. What the fuck is a day off? I'm trying to knock this weight off and stay off. I'm grinding, I don't take off. What the fuck is a day off? I'm trying to knock this weight off and stay off. Them people's weight off.
Just got a shipment in the mail. It's a whole bill. So if you ain't
homies out there on the hammer, boy. Off top, I'm breaking bread with my family, boy. Down in Birmingham, Huntsville, Montgomery, Mobile. Where all my niggas hustling down in Florida. What the fuck's up to my niggas out of Georgia? And I heard Tennessee, got a Tennessee key. If it's any truth to it, then I'm finna see.
That's right, this year, boy. What it do? This your boy, Cat Daddy. What it do?
What's up, Cat Daddy?
What it do?
What's going on?
Sitting over here working, just got done with another good show.
You know what it says, right?
Yeah, this boss lady.
You already know what it is.
What it do?
Now I have to just call in, check in, you know what I'm saying? Sipping, dipping a little bit.
For sure, that's what's up.
I just had to come through and show some love. You know, I will be here Sunday, so make sure y'all tune in, though.
For sure, now this Sunday, you can't come on here being quiet now.
Oh, nah, this Sunday, I'm going to be turned up. Believe me, it's going to be turned up this Sunday.
Okay.
Y'all get ready to party when we turned up.
All right, we're going to be turned up. Hey, y'all look at this Sunday. Hey, appreciate you calling in.
All right, baby.
For sure. Hey, this is your boy, Cat Daddy, man. Appreciate you tuning in. Hey, get at me, man. Anytime, 336-926-638-6. Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. Or Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook. Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. Hey. Get at me, I will respond. It's me doing everything. I got about 25 things going on at one time, so if it take a minute to get back at you, don't feel bad. Hey, this your boy, man. I appreciate you tuning in, man. Escanade, take us out, man. This your boy. Check it out. You know what it is.
Girl, you know that I'll be there for you. You know I wanna be your man. Baby, you know
be my number one, baby.
It's your boy, Cat Daddy Man. Check your boy out tomorrow night. You already know what it is. It's your boy.